You're listening to Soul Survivors, ESL Teaching and Expat Life in Seoul, Korea.
Podcasting from an undisclosed Timothy's somewhere in Seoul, it's Seoul Survivors, your weekly source on teaching ESL and living in Seoul. I'm your host, Carl, and with me today is, I guess, my special guest, Danny.
Hello.
Hi, Danny. Danny, you're Korean.
Yes.
And you've been living in, America how long?
For 8.5 years.
8.5 years.
Right.
How old are you? 21.
Wait, I'm 22 here, right?
You are, you're about 22 here, yeah. I'm like about 40. I just turned 41.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like 42, 43, I think, in Korean age.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're always older here. But, yeah. So, when did you move? How old were you when you moved to America?
I think 14. I'm not sure, actually. I think I was actually 13.
Okay.
Right after elementary school.
Oh, so you were in America for like grade 8?
7 actually, yeah.
Okay.
7 is in middle school and then, yeah.
Okay. But you've not actually been back to the motherland since...
The motherland? Are we calling it that?
Yeah, let's call it the motherland.
The motherland.
What do you call Korea when you live in America?
What do I call Korea? Probably shouldn't say it.
Okay. I always refer to it as the motherland.
Okay. Yeah.
Wow.
Let's say the motherland.
Yeah. So you moved to, where did you move?
Okay, first I was in Virginia, Fairfax, where there's a whole bunch of Korean people.
Right, yes, okay.
And then we go to, I went to Chicago for university.
Okay, you study University of Chicago, right?
Right.
All right. What do you study?
Pre-law.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you changed your major recently.
Yeah,
right.
It was econ.
Economics.
But I couldn't handle the math anymore.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Math is hard.
Math is hard, to say the least.
Yeah.
But you know, like econ being the hardest thing to do at my school, I can't do it anymore.
Okay. No. Wow. We kind of met online through my journal,
right.
my blog,
mm-hmm.
right? And how old were you when you?
That was in high school. I don't even remember
school.
When that was. That was like a couple of years ago.
But what do they refer to you as? They refer to you as the
mm-hmm.
woman of legal voting age.
Right.
Right. You could legally vote when you first, in America.
Oh, right. So I was 18.
Yeah, you're 18. Ah. Okay. So now you're 21. So,
mm-hmm.
so we've been talking on and off since... Couple.
That's a long time, actually.
Yeah. That was back when you were 18, you were sort of preparing for
mm-hmm.
your university career. And
SATs.
You were totally hardcore into the whole, like, you had some weird rating system for all the different universities.
Yeah, if you go to usnews.com, you know, there's like the top 10.
Right, okay.
I didn't even visit any of them. I just applied to the top 10.
Oh, really? Okay.
I was like, I don't care.
Yeah.
I just want to get into one. Huge mistake.
Harvard was your safety, was it?
Oh, no.
No? Okay.
Are you kidding?
Okay.
They sent me a very nice reject letter.
Really? Okay. I did that when I was in university. I mean, in high school, I knew I was only going to go to the University of Windsor, which is a bit of a last chance university in Canada. And but there's like 3 slots you apply.
Uh-huh.
So I applied to University of Windsor and then applied like Harvard and Yale. just to get the rejection letter, yeah.
Jeez.
But my friend was actually rather proud because he even got rejected by University of Windsor.
Really?
Yeah. We were doing a comedy radio show then and he's like, I got it here, folks. The first rejection letter Windsor has ever sent out. Yeah.
That's kind of sad.
Yeah. One of those, you know, like one of those classic schools where you got a pulse, you're in. Yeah. I think they've tightened it up these days, but... So you haven't been back to Korea for, like, the motherland. You haven't been back to Korea for how many years again? Eight years?
8.5, yeah.
8.5, okay. So, and you just got here on Thursday.
Did I?
No, it was Thursday.
Yeah.
Today's Sunday. So you've been here, like, a few days.
Like 3-4 days, yeah. It's only been 4 days, I think.
All right. Yeah. So, many changes?
Oh, Jesus Christ, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, look at this. This is, you know, we're in a forest of buildings.
Yeah. We're in Gangnam.
Yeah.
Outside COEX.
Yeah.
Yeah. Was COEX here when you...
No, I don't think so. Okay. No, definitely not, because I don't remember anything like that being there.
All right. So, there was a lot of construction, mm-hmm. new buildings.
Less trash. Less...
Okay.
Advertisements. Which
okay.
is nice.
You find the streets kind of dirtier,
no,
trash filled?
No, definitely cleaner.
Oh, okay.
Really clean.
All right.
This is amazing.
Wow. Because they removed all the trash bins and.
Oh, yeah, that's what it is. I didn't. Yeah, what happened to that?
Well,
that's kind of necessary.
Yeah, they went with that little, pay as you go garbage system. You have to buy, like, a little, 101 garbage bag. You just can't throw your trash out in a, grocery store bag.
Uh-huh.
So, the Ajumas started to, why should I pay for the garbage when I can just throw it out in the trash receptacle, outside my apartment building?
Oh.
Yeah, so then the response was then to remove all the public trash receptacles.
That's not really... Okay.
So throwing out your garbage can be a little bit of a problem these days, but, we're so schooled on the, give a hoot, don't pollute,
mm-hmm.
So that I cannot bring myself to throw my garbage on the ground. But
really?
Yeah, but you'll notice. Did you go to Insadong? You went to Insadong?
Yeah, I did yesterday.
Yeah. Did you notice? I call it trash receptacles by acclaim.
Right.
Yeah.
That was wonderful. Actually, I could actually throw out something.
Yeah. They're just sort of like, people just designate that spot as the trash receptacle.
Right.
Yeah. And
that's what's gonna happen if they take away the receptacles.
Yeah. So you've been in Korea a long time when you consider the back of a pickup truck a trash receptacle. You see that a lot. People just walk by a pickup truck, hurl their trash in the back of the pickup truck.
Yeah. That's terrible.
Oh man.
But besides that, everything's much better, I think.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And let's see. What are the fashions? I remember you were online before you came here. You were kind of grilling me are mini skirts okay?
Yeah, the heels and everything.
Right,
yeah.
All right.
No, it seems that it's still conservative.
Fashion.
And colorless. All the gray tones and
okay.
no red,
all
no
right.
pink, no
okay.
nothing. And I swear, if you wore clothes like this in the U.S., you'd be... I don't know, it would be just kind of strange.
Okay.
It's really plain, but they're fashionable, but plain at the same time, which is kind of odd. But it's definitely... I mean, I think I get stared at because I'm not wearing what they're wearing, right?
You were saying in Insadong, people kept trying to talk Japanese to you.
Right, yeah.
Right, yeah. Yeah, because you're not...
I'm not dressed in the white and the gray and the black tones.
Exactly. You're not a honky, but then you're not dressed like a Korean.
No.
Right? So they just kind of like,
right.
what is she?
Yeah.
Maybe she's Japanese, right? So
yeah,
I can see that.
So, that's still not, I have never seen anyone dressed provocatively here.
Right.
Or there's no cleavage, no nothing like that.
Yeah, like very short skirts and hot pants and those kind
of
things.
There's not even like a bare the shoulders either.
Right.
So, most of my clothes would not work here.
Wow.
colors.
I came here in 2000 as a tourist. It was summertime.
Uh-huh.
Dead of summer.
Right.
Women, they would wear like long skirts and a polo top. That was, that was sort of as risky as they got. And I noticed too that like they wouldn't carry purses. It was like those Gen Sport backpacks.
Uh-huh.
That was kind of the style back then.
Uh-huh.
But then, today now it's all like, hot pants, mini skirts. Cleavage is not a thing you show here, but Louis Vuitton bag, so I don't know.
And their boyfriends carry for them.
Yeah.
It's just
Is that something you'll implement when you go back to...
Oh, that'll never happen.
Make your boyfriend
that'll
back
never happen. Be like, are you crazy?
Wow. No, yeah, you hail from the D.C. area, or Virginia, right where that...
That's
Cho
the DC,
guy, where
DC
the,
metropolitan area.
Okay.
Right.
Or where that Cho guy shot up his school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, and I know that school. Yeah.
You were in Chicago, but your brother was back there.
Right.
How did he encounter any kind of?
No, because there's so many Koreans at the high school, so that if you try something,
okay,
you will really get. I mean, the school administration will not allow that.
Okay.
And the people of the white kids there will not try that because there are so many Korean at the schools.
Oh.
So no, that will not happen. And I mean, there's a huge Korean community there. So yeah. But I mean, it feels like that was a long time ago.
Right.
Just because at the time it was scary, but it's been how long? I mean, it's been a little bit. It's kind of faded, actually.
Okay,
yeah.
That's good.
So it's really good that it did fade.
Remember during SARS, the SARS epidemic, one of my Korean friends in Australia, I think she's in Perth, and she's just walking down the street, and some Australian guy hurls his water bottle at her.
What?
Yeah, shouting, "You people bring SARS." Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Wow. But you didn't really get that in America, the whole SARS thing so much, because... it's tragic, but the best thing I think that happened to the Asian community in America was the Gulf War started right when the SARS epidemic started. So the American headlines were totally taken with Gulf War. Yeah.
Okay.
So there's very little about SARS.
Okay.
Yeah. But in Canada, it wasn't so much Gulf War.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, SARS was definitely in the headlines.
Yeah, no, it was in the U.S. too.
Yeah.
So.
But it wasn't kind of front and center in everybody's mind. And I thought, if it wasn't that Gulf War, like, it would have been like 9/11 for, you know, brown-skinned people. Like, I think, you know, Asian people have been shot dead in the street, you know, like, he coughed, I had to shoot him, you know, that kind of thing, you know. Like, it would have been a bloodbath sometimes, I think.
No, that didn't really affect me.
What about the Korean language? Has it changed at all?
Mm-hmm. No.
No?
Not really.
Okay.
At all.
You're getting by okay in your Korean? You haven't lost it?
Have I not lost it? Are you kidding? I lost like most of it.
Really?
Probably you are like a little bit better than me. Then.
All right, yeah. Because I noticed you're asking for a plastic bag. And,
yeah.
And I'm like, no. Ong tu. Ong
tu
jiseo.
I was just like, well, you know, I can't say it fast enough to... You know, not look stupid.
Right, yeah. Right. Do you find that maybe, are you getting a sense that maybe because you're not so quick with the language, that you're being treated a bit stupid or something?
Oh,
or?
Actually, no. See, to prevent that, I just speak English.
Okay.
And then the other person feels stupid.
All right, just you got to pour on that American accent.
Because I'm just a terrible person like that. So, you know, that actually works really well. I did tell you, like, you know, if you speak English in a store, they won't try to sell you stuff. They'll just leave you alone.
Oh, yeah.
So that's actually convenient, that one.
Yeah, I like the... I'm left alone here. That's mm-hmm. one of the things I really like about life here, is that even on the subway, you know, when the panhandlers come by, they just, mm-hmm. 90% of the time they give you, mm-hmm. you know, they give you a pass.
Mm-hmm.
And,
they really, really grill you to try to sell your stuff. I mean, the sales here, like, if they behave like that in the U.S., I think some people will just snap and be like, just leave me alone.
Right.
So...
Anything really weird here?
Okay, there's the couples wearing the same clothes.
Right,
that's
okay.
Really weird. And
couple
like I
sets.
Said, yeah, the
right. You saw a t-shirt in the store today. It was like, he's lucky.
Right.
Arrow.
Right, and then I'm sure that there's a, you know, countering t-shirt to that one.
You were going to buy it, but then you thought, no, that might not play in America. That might just be like...
That might just be like, you are
one prideful bitch.
Too, yeah. Yeah. Considered it for a little bit, but, you know.
To Ajumas, so, you know, your mother warned you, like,
right.
don't get any fist fights with Ajumas.
Right,
don't
you know,
go toe to toe.
Because you will never win.
You'll never win, yeah.
And you will like you said, they'll take their shoes off and run after me. Yeah. And what am I going to do?
My favorite is the Ajuma Ajushi fight, where...
Have you seen one of those?
Yeah. They, it always ends up being kind of like... The Ajuma always wins.
Because
one, she's sober, right? And two, you know, it's always between like 50-year-old couples, you know.
Right.
And at 50, she's got a weight advantage on the guy.
Oh my God.
The guy's always this sort of skinny kind of guy, you know, sort of besot with soju, and she's kind of, she's doing all the heavy lifting in the relationship, you know.
Jeez.
And she's got the weight advantage, and so yeah. So the husband sort of maybe starts it up, but the wife tends to shut it down, you know.
Yeah. I really hope I see one of those before I leave.
Oh, subway. You gotta ride the subway.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
maybe that's why my dad's not taking me to the subway.
You might not like being, you know, elbowed and shoved out of the way.
Oh yeah, that's what he was saying. You're going to get shoved and you're gonna get, you know, but you can't get angry because if you say something, then they're gonna be like, you ungrateful young slut,
yeah,
blah,
exactly.
blah, blah, and I'm gonna be like, what?
What?
Say that again?
Bring it on.
Yeah. And then they are going to bring it on. And then, you know, everyone else is going to be like, you know, you shouldn't do it to me.
Right.
Whereas I'm going to be like that, you know, just because you're older doesn't mean that you can be rude. And then I'm going to get stoned to death on the subway.
Right.
Not exactly my ideal vacation, so... That's okay.
You had a small encounter, though, in a restaurant.
Right, right. I mean, nothing... happened because my parents were like looking at me with pure expressions of fear that I would lash out and do something. I had to tell you, like, they were cleaning out their own table and putting all their shit on our table.
Right.
And I just looked at them with utter
daggers.
Utter incredulous expression that this was happening.
Wow.
And this was the norm, I guess.
Okay.
But that's extremely rude. And my dad was like, Danny, just calm down. Like, you know, don't do anything. They're just there's some people that are just like that, and you know, it's the culture, you know. And
right,
I'm just
yeah.
like, I don't think it's the culture. I just think they're freaking idiots. And they're just, you know. But I think that you just I as a foreigner just need to shut up and ignore it.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, you're,
everyone's like that. I hope not.
Mm.
So.
Your brother's here.
Yeah.
He's 16.
Yep.
Okay. And how? What's he doing?
He's playing his PSP.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
What else can I say? Okay. He is playing his PSP. I think everything is a little overwhelming
okay.
for him. I mean, for me too. But
wow.
You know, since he's not gonna talk in Korean actively.
Okay.
He's just following around, just looking at things, and, you know, he's being a good sport, though.
Okay. You're out with your brother. What language do you speak with your...
English.
Okay.
Never Korean.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Do you get a lot of stares if you're out with your brother and you're talking English?
Actually, no. No. I think there are a lot of English-speaking people here already that
okay.
I don't get stares as
okay.
much.
But you're in kind of Gangnam, so it's a little
yeah.
bit different, this
right,
this area.
Right.
Yeah, once it maybe kind of get out into the wilds
like
of
Busan
Seoul.
Like Busan or something like that.
Yeah, especially when you go
yeah.
traveling. You're going to go traveling to meet the extended family.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, okay.
But I heard that over there, there's also a lot of the mail order brides, like from Vietnam.
Yeah, yeah, they bring them in
and
from
so,
Vietnam.
Yeah, and so there's this like cultural change happening, what with the children being not completely Korean.
Right, yeah.
So they're a little bit more used to foreigners, but not as much for
okay.
English,
right.
I guess.
Okay, right.
So I don't know how that's going to be like, but, you know, we'll see. We'll see. That'll be a little interesting.
Okay, that'll be
yeah.
good.
And all the seafood will be great.
Where does your family kind of hail from?
Well, my parents are born in Jinhae. It's down in Busan area.
Okay.
And then they came to Seoul. So,
okay.
I mean, I'm from Seoul and my brother's from Seoul, but they're not.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So,
the male Korean character on Lost, isn't he from there? in the store.
Oh, I think so.
Yeah.
Is that good? Because I haven't watched that yet.
Oh, sorry, what?
Lost, is it good?
The last season is kind of tanked a little bit. I don't think people are 100% happy with last season. But, you know, better than a kick in the teeth.
I see. Oh, okay. I watched Rome. That's what I really like.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Rome has been on television here, subtitled.
Oh, it's quite popular. Great. It's really great. Yeah. But, what else has really been here? Their food has been amazing.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely amazing. And fast. Really fast.
Okay.
I mean, I ordered a food and it comes out within 5 minutes.
Right, okay.
That is unheard of. That would shock people in the U.S. And what else? Comedy, really funny.
Really?
Good, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's really good, yeah.
I can't speak Korean, so it's very hard for me to sort of figure out the comedy. But I've always kind of found it looks like slapstick, kind of like physical. There's always an idiot, and
it's always kind of always intuitive and cultural and psychological comedy rather than something that everyone would get, I think.
Okay.
So like they do a lot of things with dialect and I guess. I don't know. It's really funny. I missed it a lot. So.
Not a lot of political comedy.
No, I don't know. I wouldn't understand that anyway.
Okay.
So I don't know.
Yeah. What about Korean television? Are you anything?
How's
Korean television changed?
I think the men on the popular TV shows.
All right.
Have really weird haircuts.
Okay.
And I really hope that at least one of them get this message.
All right.
And just realize that, what are you doing? Like, what is that? They're not normal anymore. I think it's supposed to be fashionable.
Right.
Like the U.S. emo culture,
Right.
And then they got this like sort of the trendy cuts, and it just doesn't go with the Korean face at all. But they're doing it.
Wow.
So that was kind of unintentionally funny, but
I know some high school students the other day.
Yeah.
They literally had Beatles mop top haircuts.
Really?
Yeah, I'm like, whoa. I mean, there's Paul, there's Ringo,
I mean, I think it's good that they're trying new things and not being shy.
Sure, right.
Like they always used to be and not being all identical.
Okay.
And, that's a good thing.
Yeah. Do you find that maybe the dressing here is still kind of, monoculture, the men wear one uniform, the women kind of wear the other uniform?
I did hear that the high school uniforms went away for a little bit, right?
Well, not like high school uniforms. I'm just talking about, adult males and females. The casual clothes.
Uh-huh.
I just noticed it's like jean miniskirt, and, the men are, cargo pants, kind of flowered shirt.
Flowered shirt.
Are
you serious?
Yeah, that kind of stuff. I don't know. Maybe. Maybe I just pay more attention to the women, but
I think what I noticed is that the clothing here, actually, it's kind of funny. It's more varied in its own way.
Okay.
In the U.S., you will see definite groups of people that wear similar clothing. Like teenagers, they will definitely wear the whole Abercrombie.
Okay.
And, there's a trendy group where they wear, the high fashion.
Okay.
There's groups. There's no
really
individual uniqueness to be found, really.
Okay.
But here, everyone is unique, but they have boundaries. You know what I mean?
Okay.
They won't... I haven't seen anyone wear red, bright red. Okay. I have not seen that. I haven't seen anyone wear any just shocking colors.
Okay.
I have not seen cleavage, I said. And... yeah, but I mean it's become a lot more courageous, I should say.
Right. Okay.
Than before.
Okay. Wow. Remember last summer, my woman who does the voiceover for the podcast, her son's out of the hospital, by the way. He's doing well.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the proven sweet boy. Yeah, he's doing well. And it was last summer. Some woman walked by, and my friend just looked scandalized.
What?
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, what? Uh-huh. That woman, she was wearing yellow shoes.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, all right. Well, that's quite controversial. All right.
That's the reason why I asked you what I should bring, because I was scared that I wasn't going to be able to wear any of them. But, you know.
Wow. Your sweet dad, he told you, uh-huh, don't pack a lot of clothes, I'll
right.
buy you all
right.
new clothes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, that actually hasn't happened yet.
Okay.
So I'm going to have to grill a little bit tonight.
Okay. Now, your mom, uh-huh, you, your mom, your brother, you live in America. Mm-hmm. Your dad lives in Korea.
Right.
Well, there's a term for that.
Yeah, it's actually in Korean it's called 기러기아빠.
Okay.
In English that would translate to seagull dad.
Seagull dad.
Yeah.
Okay. So he comes to.
Right.
How often does your dad come to America?
I would say about 3 times a year he visits, and then
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. But your dad lives here. Nice, does he have a nice place here? Like,
it's really cute. I mean, he doesn't need anything more than a studio.
Okay.
It's nice. I like it.
Place to hang your hat, as we say.
Yeah. I like it.
Okay.
It's cute.
Wow. I'm gonna get on. Maybe in the future, another one of my blogging friends, Korean guy, lives in Australia, and his father sent him here to find a wife. And because he's like, you know, firstborn son. He's a really good looking guy, kind of DJ, but he's got a white girlfriend. So that's not going to play. Yeah, so then his dad's friend is like billionaire property guy. And so just set him up in like a nice apartment, lent him his...
Fine women,
yeah. Lent him his driver. Like he's got a chauffeured car.
Uh-huh.
So he gets to use his dad's friend's chauffeur.
How awkward.
Yeah. So
what's going on with the girlfriend? Is she pulling her hair out?
I don't think she knows, but...
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's...
Sorry, if that sounds like you and you've been listening to this podcast to learn about Korean culture. Well, this guy only has one leg, all right?
Uh-huh.
So if the guy you're dating has two legs... It's not him. Don't worry about it. He has two legs.
Oh.
But I'll edit that part out. I'm just trying to throw her off the scent. Yeah. But then he got sent to like a matchmaker, like the traditional Korean matchmaker woman. You know, the old halmoni that.
Still exist.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. Totally like grills you in like everything and. You know, yeah, and so he got set up a number of dates, and but it was mostly like a lot of these women are kind of like they're like the second born daughters of Chaebol families, you know, kind of like, well, we wouldn't mind if our second born daughter married and moved abroad, you know, kind of started up the colony in Australia or something, you know, kind of maybe set up our retirement or something, so yeah. But he was not impressed. He's like, most of the women were kind of like, just like Coming to America, you know, the Eddie Murphy's Bride and Coming to America. It's like, what do you like? Whatever you like.
What do you like to do? Right.
Whatever you like to do.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, so.
Yeah, I would imagine so. That's actually terrible.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
But your mother was kind of warning you about me, wasn't your how to behave around me.
Oh, yeah, yeah, because I mean, she says the strangest things. I don't even understand her sometimes. I just nod my head. But she said, don't let him pay for anything, because that will just make him say, what a rude Korean bitch. You know, don't swear. I obviously failed on that part. Don't something.
Right.
I didn't.
Okay.
Yeah, I did it.
Right.
Whatever it was.
Okay.
Just behave like a perfect little girl. Yeah. No. Sorry. It's just not gonna happen. But I guess that's what you're expected of still in here.
Okay. Alright.
So maybe that's why she said, you know, kind of blend in with the norm of the girl's behavior.
Okay.
But
She doesn't warn you about this in
I'm
Chicago.
Not, yeah, no way. No, okay. No. Do whatever you want. Like, all right. You know, no.
That's funny.
Kind of weird. And I'm just like, what do you expect from me? What am I supposed to do? Don't know.
Your family knows you got a honky boyfriend.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
He's a really rich guy, though, so that kind of papers over a lot.
Yeah. He's okay. A freaking filthy rich guy.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah. Are we going to talk about that?
Anything you want to talk about.
That's me.
You know, you were saying middle school.
Uh-huh.
Middle school, you kind of came up against the cult or something. In middle school.
What do you? The Korean cliques.
The Korean cult, yeah.
Yeah, the Korean cliques. I don't know. I mean, I'm sure that people here are aware, but when you go to America to study, you're gonna encounter that. The Korean people that are already there are going to try to pull you in or expect you to be a part of them. Mm-hmm. And if you refuse that, then you're going to get a lot of bad vibes from them. So when I went there, I didn't want to really be a part of that because I just traveled around half of the world to be with, you know, white kids and black kids and whatever.
They're here to enculturate.
Right. They tried to just keep the fobness.
Right.
Okay. And I was like, no. So there was a little brush with that. And if anybody who is actually in America studying is listening to this, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
All right.
So,
okay.
And
you never got any dead birds in your mailbox or anything like that?
It was pretty close.
Okay.
I think. But, you know, they actually sent a very cute little... threat letter on a very cute little Korean stationery set with very cute little Korean pins. You know, I was like, why are you not hanging out with us? Do you think you're better than me? Blah, 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 blah. I'm like, yeah. Really funny, but that's all they did. So, yeah.
And you said you're going to bring me Pop-Tarts.
Oh!
You're like, what can I bring you?
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh God, bring me Pop-Tarts.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, but you didn't manage to bring me Pop-Tarts.
Because I'm a retard.
I know. Yeah. No. but I'm like, no, it's okay, you know, just being able to sit with somebody for a couple hours and just speak English.
Right.
And not have to worry about, like, them not getting it. Even though there's a bit of age separation, you know, there's still a lot of similar language we can, idioms and things we can talk about.
No, it's totally fine. Like, you're not speaking grandpa language here.
No, yeah.
I mean, but
it's the bee's knees.
What?
Means it's good. It's the bee's knees.
You just ruined it.
Sorry, man.
Okay. That we're gonna erase.
I don't give a tinker's damn.
Okay, stop. That's not working. So, what else is there?
I just want to know, do they still say shout out? Do they give shout outs still in America?
I think that if you're giving a shout out, yeah, you still say that, but it's not the hip thing to say, I don't think.
Okay.
Yeah, and I think you can also make fun of it, you know, or saying something like that. You're like, oh, you're giving a shout out. How cute. So. No, they still say cool.
Cool.
Be assured that they still say that.
All right.
Don't break down and cry. I don't know.
What about prices? How do you find the prices here?
Here?
Yeah.
Well, like I said, I was trying to buy stuff at little shops in Sadong and Coex and everything like that. There's clothes that I bought in Coex that I did not show my parents for the fear of them telling me to return it because of the prices.
All right.
And I heard from them that you're not supposed to buy things from big department stores and whatnot because they're all jacked up.
Okay.
And you're supposed to go to Namdaemun or Gyeongdaemun to find the same stuff.
Okay.
I don't believe it. But the prices are kind of high. But it was always high, you know?
The first thing you wanted to get this morning was Patbing Su. Yeah.
Tomatoes in the Patbing Su.
Yeah, it's the tomatoes, right, yeah.
What the hell is that about?
Yeah, well, there's, tomatoes are a fruit here, so it's not a good separation between, not like in back in North America, where tomatoes are in the vegetable camp, yeah.
I mean, it's correct, it's just not correct in my book. Okay.
Now, when you lived here, did you have Patbing Su when you lived here?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah.
Has Patbing Su changed?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It's so advanced.
All right. Okay.
It's so much better.
Okay.
And it's just not just, you know, my mom was saying that they used to just put a block of ice and a little drill that goes in the middle of it.
Okay.
And an ajumma would drill it.
All right.
And, like, push it down with her dirty hands.
Okay.
And then put the pot on it.
All right.
And then the sugar and everything. All right. And
pot
like,
being red bean.
Yeah, yeah. And then, you know, get the customer's money with her wet hands.
All
and
right.
then not wash it and keep using it that way.
All right.
Therefore boosting immune system of everyone born in that era.
And, yes, good.
Yeah, it used to be that simple, but now it's really
elaborate.
Yeah, very nice, actually. I love it.
Fruit and ice cream and whipped cream and
really
little
good.
Gummy bears and yeah, wow.
Very good.
I was watching last night. There's an American film retrospective at Seoul Art Cinema, and so went to see a movie called Outlet or Badlands.
Mm-hmm.
Martin Sheen, Charlie Sheen's father,
yeah.
plays the president on that TV show.
Uh-huh.
Martin Sheen. This is Martin Sheen when he's like 19 years old. Looks just like Charlie Sheen.
Yeah, they actually look very alike.
Yeah, and Sissy Spacek.
Mm.
You know who Sissy Spacek is?
Nope.
Okay, there's a little age separation.
There's a little, yeah.
Yeah. So just I think their first big film roles, and so he offers her a fudgesicle, and then she refuses a fudgesicle, and then he says, they don't have those in Korea.
Oh.
This is a movie from 1973, but set in like the late 50s, I guess right after the Korean War. So yeah.
What kind of an argument is that?
I don't know, but everybody in the Korean audience, just you know, mostly Koreans in the theater, so they all laughed. And yeah, interesting little movies. Well, one of those classics of American cinema that somehow escaped me. A lot of interesting films, like there's Midnight Cowboy and Dirty Harry and a black exploitation film.
Okay, that's definitely your era. I have no idea what those are.
70s, yeah.
Yeah.
What, did you see Shrek 3?
No, I actually heard about it.
There's a little scene in Shrek 3 where one of the characters is walking and he's almost run over by something.
Uh-huh.
And then he says, I'm walking here.
Mm-hmm.
And I was the only one who laughed in the theater. It's a reference to this movie, Midnight Cowboy, where a guy's in like New York and he's trying to cross the street and a car almost hits him and he just shouts at the car, I'm walking here.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's kind of a little parody.
A little something for your
generation.
Era.
Yeah, you're making me feel my age.
I'm sorry. I'm not gonna do that. You are twice my age.
Well, you're 21, I'm 41 now.
Yeah.
42, nearly, so yeah.
Yeah.
Shy of a year.
If you ignore that year, yeah, you are twice my age. Mm. That's okay.
Mm. All right. Well, I guess that's our short little podcast.
Mm-hmm.
You're not dealing with the heat here very well.
No, not at all.
No. But Chicago must get pretty...
Yeah, but there's air conditioning.
What's well air conditioning? I know, I dragged you to this Timothy's promising you air conditioning like you've never experienced. Yeah, I know,
yeah.
But it ended up kind of being, they're not really, because, you know, the thing is, it's not hot and sunny out, it's like rainy.
Oh, maybe
so,
that's why.
Yeah, so they're sort of tempering down the air conditioning a bit, I think. Yeah.
I don't understand this air conditioning here. I guess it's not central air conditioning, it's more like air.
Yeah. Well, this is kind of central air they got.
Yeah.
Weisgen.
It's killing me.
It's one of the brands.
Don't know how I'm going to handle it down in the countryside.
I bet they don't have air conditioning there.
No, yeah, right? I think they just have the, yeah.
And they got to turn their fans off at night,
yeah,
too.
Because you're going to die if you keep it on.
Please spread the word about fan death.
Oh my goodness.
There was actually an article in the paper the other day about the first fan death of the season. You know? Yeah, I can. And one of the TV shows sort of did an experiment showing the dangers of fan death, how it can lower the core body temperature to, you know, so you die of hypothermia.
No,
I know.
They weren't serious, right? They were
no, they're serious. Right? Yeah, no, it's totally serious.
They did
serious.
An experiment?
It was all in Korean, so I have no idea what their evidence is. But it's like, okay, you know, we sweat to lower our body temperature, right? And that's when a fan blows on you, it evaporates the sweat, cools you down. If your body temperature goes past a certain level, you stop sweating.
Okay, right? Whoever says that, I'm not going to slap them, because this is torture.
So the only thing the fan's going to do is now the electric motor is going to create heat.
No, see, my dad was telling me that, you know, you're going to get a headache if you keep the air conditioning on when you're sleeping. And I said to him, for the past 8 years in America, I slept with air conditioning on.
Yeah.
And I'm still very much alive.
I know.
So, this is just torture. Who made this up?
Right.
I think maybe...
The electric company?
Yeah. You know? I think it's something that has to do with that.
Yeah.
This is total shit.
Yeah. Can't have those fans on all night. It's going to destroy the grid.
Oh
yeah.
My god.
I never thought about that, but maybe it was a little thing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's clearly just, you know...
I mean, what more preventative measure than death?
You know, people get drunk, they die, you know, they choke on their own vomit, or they die of a heart attack, or something, you know, but of course, since they're dead, they don't wake up to turn their fan off, and there's just, ooh, there's the fan running in the background, it must have been the fan, and it just makes it harder to, it's a much easier out for the family than to, like, he drunk himself to death, you know, kind of thing.
Yeah.
So, yeah. All right. That's our little show. And
uh-huh.
Thank you, Danny, for being on and coming to this hot Timothy's.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And next week, if the weather's really nice next week, then my hotel plan is back on top. They've got a nice outdoor pool, so I don't want to go there when it's rainy.
Nice.
I'll take advantage of the outdoor pool. Also trying to lose some weight for the pool.
Okay.
So, yeah. And all right, okay. So if weather's nice, then maybe no podcast. But if not, Jennifer will be back. And I think we're gonna have a new host on our show. Jennifer's coworker. I think she's Korean American. I don't know if it's a female or a male, but we'll get the Korean American living and working in Korea perspective too, which I'm quite excited about. All right. So I guess the balcony is closed.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.